Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, July 13th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
The Ministry of Finance's international transaction in securities data is always interesting. That being said, you could argue the data is even more so around the end of the quarter. Can you help take us listeners through what Japanese investors were up to around the end of June?
Japanese investors net sold 303 billion yen of overseas securities in the week of June 28 through July 4th, turning net sellers after four straight weeks of net buying. This year has been tumultuous, but Japanese investors limited their overseas positions as first half ended. Data shows that Japanese investors net sold 522 billion yen of medium and long-term bonds, but net bought 210 billion yen of stocks and investment fund holdings. I would also note that gross trading volume was high at 4.1 trillion yen. The fact that Japanese investors bought 10 trillion yen in gross term of medium and long-term bonds suggests they quickly built their position during the first few trading days of July. The 6 months US dollar JPY hold recently took on a year-end premium as it closed into the 2021 calendar year. It expanded from 29 basis points on June 26 to 38 basis points on June 29th before tightening shortly. Japanese and foreign investors' flows were mixed in a US dollar JPY forward market, and I've noted that the widening of the year-end premium was more mild than last year.
Okay, so we know what Japanese investors were up to. What about foreign investors? What were they doing around the end of the first half of the year?
Overseas investors net bought 1.4 trillion yen of Japanese securities in a week of June 28th through July 4th. They net bought short-term bonds for a seventh straight week by 2.2 trillion yen, but net sold medium and long-term bonds by 746 billion yen and stocks and investment fund holdings by 77 billion yen. Gross acquisition of stocks and investment fund holdings appeared to shrink to 9.9 trillion yen. The data shows that overseas investors have a strong preference for short-dated JPY bonds, while their appetite for Japanese stocks has been weakening recently.
Thanks for taking us through that. So I guess the question is what that data suggests investors were really doing. I guess what I mean, it's really interesting how interdependent these flows are and increasingly how interdependent BOJ and Fed monetary policy is. Can you touch on that as well?
Overseas investors were the busiest cross-currency JPY traders around the end of first half, particularly in short-term bonds. Overseas investors took advantage of 6 months TDB yields that increased from negative 0.23% to as cheap as negative 0.16%. These purchases swept back to US dollar caused 6 months US dollar JPY holds to shrink slightly from negative 38 basis points to the negative 36 basis points intraday on June 29th. Without foreign investors, more than 2 trillion yen in trading flow, short-term JPY yields would have sold off far farther as more JGBs are being issued. The Ministry of Finance is funding its expanded fiscal spending by issuing more TDBs. This is being supported by not only the BOJ's JGB buying operations, but also overseas investors who are more actively buying the JPY bonds and swapping them into US dollar. The US dollar money market typically tends to tighten around the end of first half. Regardless of such seasonality, Japanese investors continue to increase their stock and investment fund holdings. Japanese investors have to manage assets by both ensuring top-line profit while also controlling their positions at the end of first half. Bond investor is nowadays suffering from shortage of investment opportunities around the world. The BOJ has been working in collaboration with the Fed and holding US dollar fund supply operations, funding overseas assets for Japanese investors. This allows Japanese investors to support US and European credit asset markets, acting as a safety valve. Cross-currency trading flows substantially picked up amid negative and very low interest rates around the globe. And more recently, the coronavirus crisis has necessitated collaboration on cross-currency policy. A protectionist tone has emerged recently, but this appears inappropriate considering the condition in global financial markets and policy collaboration. Unwinding recent cross-currency trades and policy coordination based on the development in only one country is too risky and dangerous, I feel. The summer quiet season is just starting. However, governmental officials and central bankers should be working behind the scenes to share their views on the possibility of consecutive policy coordination and about global financial markets. We believe that investors should watch central bank policy operations and political developments for potential changes in credit and JPY basis swap term structure.
Thanks for that. To close things out, why don't we finish with your view on the BOJ, the yen, USD JPY basis, and JPY rates?
The BOJ meets this week, July 14th to 15th, but will probably not make any policy changes. For now, the BOJ must calmly study the pace of corporate financial support and policy effects. The June Tanken survey showed that Japanese business conditions have deteriorated sharply, but the BOJ should have surveyed the real situation regarding the corporate sector and the coronavirus stresses. Various comments are being thrown about. We will be watching how the BOJ does away with prejudices and biases and assesses the real economy. We expect the US dollar JPY spot rate to stay in a narrow range, 106 to 108.50. The JPY rate's front and curve could continue to come under pressure from issuance. Finally, we think US dollar JPY basis swaps could widen, but substantially widening is unlikely, given overseas investors' active taking of JPY basis swap premium.
That's great analysis, Sakito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.